My scalp hurts from the pull, but it is worth it as I see the six-legged bugs fall from my hair onto the scarf. They scurry all over the scarf, trying to escape, but are met with our thumbnails crushing them to bits. Blood squirts from their bodies, and they make small popping noises. Chu and Gek laugh and join in the killing. One by one, Ma combs our hair and rids us of the lice. We spend our days this way, sitting around, talking, laughing, and loving each other again. One night, I dream about Cave. She is beautiful, young, and exuberant. My dream starts peacefully. I am somewhere alone with her. We are talking, walking. I reach out to her, but stop, because her appearance is changing. In front of my eyes, as she continues to talk, she grows thinner and thinner. Her skin becomes yellowish, aged, and hangs loose from her bones. Then the skin on her face begins to melt, becoming transparent, exposing the outlines of her large eye sockets and the skeletal bones behind them. I want to run away, but I also want to stay. Her lips are still moving, and she says, "I'm all right. I am not as you see me." I love her and want so much to be with her, to find out where she is now so that I can meet her. I do not understand what she is saying, and I scream myself awake. Determined to live, the next morning I force myself to walk the hospital grounds looking for food to steal, to fill my stomach. I stay in the infirmary for as long as I can, and with the sugar cubes and food and rest from work, my body gradually grows stronger. After 1 week, the infirmary becomes overcrowded, and the nurses force us to leave. First, they kick out Meng, then Keem, then me. I cry, whine, and lie, but in the end, I am forced to leave. Walking away, I break my farewell rule and look back to see Ma, Chu, and Gek crying and standing in the doorway. It was a mistake to turn around. My body aches to run back to them, to hold on to them. Expanding my lungs with air, I straighten my shoulders and march away firmly, wondering when I will see them again.